Oh, hello there. Have you missed me? It's Stuart Clarkson here, back for a special, possibly limited edition version of the Radio Today podcast. Haven't been on since December last year, so I thought I'd make a reappearance just for a summer treat. Roy Martin is going to be here later at the Bionic Van. We'll find out what that's all about and chat to him. And the reason for my return from retirement, well, there was a chance to grab a quick word with some of the Radio 1 gang who've been on a summer breakout this week.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Find out how we're changing radio all over again at bionic.radio. Radio Today.
B-A-M. B-O-O-Z-L-E. Bamboozle. To end almost 62 hours of being stuck in the camper van on Radio 1's summer breakout. Processing. Please.
Yes!
I'm out.
Greg James, congratulations. You have managed to escape the Radio 1 summer breakout camper van.
I can't believe it.
You did
it. I'm back after 7 months and there was only one man who was going to bring me back. It's Greg James.
Oh, amazing. What a pleasure to bring the podcast back.
And since I lived down the road from Burnley and you turned up here today, I thought I'd come say hello. So tell us what it's like being outside Burnley Football Club, first of all.
It had to finish here, didn't it? Jordan had to bring me to Turf Moor. It's great to be here. I've heard so much about it. We've all heard a lot about it over the last year or so. It is Jordan's happy place and they're so welcoming. And he is like the king of Burnley because he comes back, and when we were doing the show in the car park from the caravan, this guy just walked around with a tray full of baps, and it was almost like, Lord North, your food is here. He didn't even have to ask for it. So it's been a really fun week. I was so furious to be trapped on the Monday night, and then as it all unfolded, I remembered what it's like to do proper Radio 1 things, you know, the pre-COVID, and you get out and you're meeting the listeners and you're seeing parts of the UK. You're bringing the listeners along with you, doing a stupid game, and it is all stupid, and it means kind of nothing, but really it means everything that we're back out on the road and doing our big events again and making a noise and, you know, just reminding people that radio's really, really fun. And it was there when everyone was sad, and it is still there when people are sad and upset and stuff, but also it can bring a lot of joy and a lot of distraction, so we loved it.
Radio people know it's hard enough doing one OB, but you've done, what, 5 different locations in 3 days?
Hats off to these engineers and all my team. That breakfast team are amazing. These engineers are incredible. And yeah, to have the resources to do this, I mean, it does pay off, you know? Like, it pays off because it sounds brilliant and it sounds big and it sounds exciting. It gets people excited. And yeah, to get to do these OBs in car parks and zoos and from the I'm a Celeb castle, it's pretty extraordinary. I feel very lucky on weeks like this.
Good way to introduce Jordan and Victor, the listeners. How do you think they're going to get on drive?
Well, I sort of want to join them as a three. I wonder if that's maybe not. That sounded like I was resigning. I'm not resigning. It was brilliant to see those two together because they've not really done much together, I guess, like that. But the three worked great, and it's going to be brilliant to have them on in the afternoons, actually, and it makes total sense. And I'm so chuffed for Jordan. It's when he turned up at Radio 1, we sort of knew each other a little bit just because, you know, radio people know each other, but we got to know each other, and I quickly was like, this is a radio person, and radio people need to be protected. And I was so proud when he got drive because I was like, just keep at it. I know you want drive, like, just keep at it. It's all fine. Just like keep doing shows. And I'm really proud of him, and I'm really excited for him because that show, Drive Time, is very special. And when I turned up at Radio 1, that was the show I wanted because it is just such a brilliant show. You can try stuff out, and it's got amazing listeners. So yeah, exciting times. So, September is going to be a lot of fun.
Get yourself home and get to sleep.
I know, I've got to go to bed. I've got to get back. My wife's furious that I'm not home.
So back in November, I was messaging Jordan and he arranged to come on this Radio Today podcast, and then he turned up in the castle and he let us down.
That was the plan, yeah. And then I got sidetracked in Wales, so I do apologise. I will definitely properly come on. I've owed you a good chat and an interview, fellow Burnley fans, so yeah, I owe you that.
So we're here at Burnley. You'd locked Greg up, and I'm here with his two co-conspirators, Jordan and Vic, new Drive presenters as well. It's been a lot of fun this week.
Oh my gosh, I cannot even tell you. The whole thing, we knew that we were going to do a little road trip, or I knew, because I didn't know all the details. All of those clues and all of that sinister stuff was inside Jordan North's head. But it's been more than I could have ever imagined. It's been so much fun, and the listeners have been amazing, cracking clues, getting involved on Twitter, on Instagram, calling in, texting in. I've never seen the text machine go off like that, and together they worked out a way to free Greg James. How special is that?
And you've been to some places that we as kids went on days out, because I was tweeted the other day, you've been to Blackpool Pleasure Beach, you've been to Chester Zoo, you've been to Burnley. These are all places in my photo album
and mine as well, and that's what I wanted to bring to the Radio On listeners. So Greg was locked in this camper van, but me and Vic, we were on our jollies.
We were at the beach, we were up the tower. I was with giraffes, which to be honest is the closest I'm going to get to heaven.
Yeah, Vic loves giraffes. We went back to the castle as well. It's just been fantastic. So whilst Greg and the listeners have been trying to crack these clues, we've just been out having a laugh. We went to the cricket as well.
Yeah, we had a couple of pints as the sun set. I mean, it was beautiful, to be honest.
So many things. Did I say the castle? We went to the castle. I've said that. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we've heard about the castle. Yeah. We know what happened at the castle, John. And the exciting thing is, this is obviously introducing you two to the Drive listeners ahead of your big start in the autumn. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, we were saying that it's a good way for the Radio On listeners to hear us together, and a nice warm-up. We've had some nice messages as well, haven't we?
We have about, like, you know, it being quite nice, people being excited for Drive starting in September, which is really lovely to hear, because, you know, they know us separately, but this is something different, and this is something that we're really hoping to build, and something that we really hope people like. So yeah, fingers crossed, but those messages really made me feel excited about it getting cracked.
Yeah, definitely. We just can't wait to get cracking now and look forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
And I know, Vic, you said, you know, Radio 1 was where you always wanted to work. I'm guessing it's the same for Jordan, because I know he's a massive radio geek. So Drive time every day on Radio 1.
Unbelievable scenes, Jeff. Honestly, unbelievable scenes, Jeff. Do you know what? When I joined in September, we were mid-pandemic, so I didn't really get to meet anyone in person. So just being all together and seeing the other presenters, the producers in person, has felt like I'm back to school. Like I'm at a new school. I'm trying to like fit in and be cool. And they couldn't have welcomed me more warmly. It's like a family, and I absolutely love it here.
And Jordan, I know you were doubly excited being on Radio 1, doing the anthems outside Turf Moor.
Yeah, it was a fine moment. I love doing anthems on Radio 1, even back when it was Greatest Hits. It's just, we always get so many texts and tweets, so to do it live from the happy place, Turf Moor, it's a perfect end to the show.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with Drive.
Thank you. So much. Cheers.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mick Hazlewood.
This is the Radio Today programme. Thanks to Jordan and Vic and to Greg James. I'm Stuart Clarkson. He's Roy Martin. It's like we've never been away.
Like a little bit of a break for lockdown. How was your 30-week sabbatical, Stuart?
Well, this is a one-off. I don't know whether I'm back yet. We haven't done the deal, have we?
Well, I think the deal is, let's do something if something fun and exciting happens. And this week, something fun and exciting happens, as we've just heard.
This is very
so
true.
You're here out of retirement.
I have heard a few of the podcasts that you've had while I've been away, and they've been very good. I would recommend that people go back and listen to them. There's some brilliant ones. Yeah, definitely worth a listen.
An endorsement from the master himself is all we need to get those numbers up.
I thought you had some great guest hosts there. It's a shame you couldn't get one of them signed permanently, really, isn't it?
Wasn't for want of trying, but everybody's busy. And yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? You're trying to find somebody to replace somebody, and you're just not quite 100% on. And then you think, oh, well, he'll come back. He'll be fine. He'll come back one day. And here we are. If it's a one-off, then fine. If we could do more stuff, you know, as and when. I think we should look at the structure of this, and not necessarily do it on a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., but, you know, as and when something happens, let's just record and push it out there. If it's once a month, who cares? If it's once a week, fantastic.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I was trying to see what's actually happened since I was last on the podcast with you back in December, and I've written a quick little list. Mayo went to Drive Time. They got 105.8 in London. load of SSDAB, multiplexes have been awarded, medium waves have been closing down, Bauer bought Communicore, the ARIA's happened, the British Podcast Awards happened, Radio 1 and 5 Live and 6 Music have all shuffled their main schedules around a little bit. We sadly lost John O'Coleman only a couple of weeks ago as well, which was devastating news. Very sad to hear that. And there's news going on this week as well, because Hits Radio is expanding and there's more of it coming from September. Have I covered everything? Is that the last 7 months in a nutshell?
Wow. You missed a couple of Ofcom fines. a couple of breaches. And, just the entire industry imploding on itself. But apart from that, it's been a quiet 7 months.
Yeah, yeah. Really, it's been a lot of great radio. I've been listening to a bit of great radio. Obviously, I've been spending more time listening to my own radio station, which programmers will know, the more you want to listen to the radio, the less chance you have when you're actually running your own radio station 24/7 and programming it and looking after it and all those kind of things. So yeah, I haven't heard as much radio as I'd wanted to, but what I have heard has been brilliant. There's been some really good radio ongoing during the pandemic. So there we go. That's my verdict.
Oh, fantastic. But you're all right, though. You're surviving.
Yeah, I'm all right. Oh, I'm guessing Radio Today's probably had a new website design as well at some point in the last 7 months, has it? Maybe two?
Now I remember why I fired you the first time. No, the design is there. It's had a tweak or two. It just looks a bit nicer, bit of a nip and tuck. But the logo's still the same, you'll be pleased to hear. But it's been a busy week for, a busy day for you, because you woke up and found out that there was a story on your doorstep with Radio 1 in Burnley. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and realised that the Broadcast Bionics van was on my doorstep as well. So I went over to see the guys from Broadcast Bionics, who are back on the Bionic van tour. They went to Hot Radio. So we'll go to them in just a second and find out what they're up to. But you have also got news since we last spoke, I believe.
Well, not since we last spoke, but since we were last speaking to our podcast listeners. Yeah, and my friends on Facebook will know this, but I haven't put it on Twitter, so it's not out there. But yeah, my family of four is going to be a family of five in the autumn.
You're not getting another dog, are you?
Oh, if we're counting the animals, I can't lose track of fingers. No, my wife is having another baby, so we will be outnumbered in the autumn.
Well, congratulations to your wife on her having a baby. Hopefully you'll have a little something to do with that as well.
Yeah, a little something to do with me. Thank you for your good wishes. So yeah, I've been a little bit busy sorting out things ready for that all happening.
You know what you've been doing.
No, not that kind of busy. Yeah, so my life is going to get busier again from the end of September when baby C number three arrives.
And do we know what species it is yet?
Well, it's a geek, obviously. Sorry, we know it's a geek.
But is it a male geek or a female geek?
We don't know for sure. But if anybody's got any name suggestions, we'll happily take those on board from Radio Heroes.
I've got a couple of names for you. Caroline, Jack... Yes. Sam's available now.
Sam's available, okay.
It's not in use anymore.
Consider that one.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionics Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionics Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
So I've popped down to Hot Radio in Poole, and who happens to be here apart from all the guys who run Hot Radio and Hot Gold, but the Bionic Van Technology on Tour. Kirsten's here, and Phil as well. Hi, Phil.
Tell you what, they're hot today, aren't they?
It's scorching. It's literally 30 degrees, so Hot Radio is perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're passing by. You thought you'd come and show your van to everybody. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, we're just trying to get out and meet people again, obviously in a COVID secure fashion. There's nothing going away in that respect, but we've had a couple of years by living and breathing on Zoom and every other platform known to man, so it's nice to get out and meet the guys. We've got a few new products as well to show them for the community radio, small commercial radio market. We're also seeing student stations and hospital stations. We're showing them what we've got, but we're also getting some information from these guys as well as to how they're managing mid-pandemic, post-pandemic, what their plans are, how we as a technology company can help with that process, because we're a friendly bunch of guys. We're just not all about selling people stuff, although that's quite nice, got kids to feed, But, you know, we've got a whole bunch of kit on the van to show people, big and small, from our range of products, from the Bionic Studio to the new Caller One, Camera One. Some other ideas as well that we've been discussing with people about future products that we might have. We've also got some hardware from Omnia, Axia, Larvo, all on board the van. And also the wonderful V-Clock as well, which must get a mention, because otherwise Chris Frost won't be helping with me very much. Lots of tools as well to help people continue working remotely, whether they need to in the future or not. I think it's a thing that will hang around. So in terms of software consoles, obviously tying into many different playout systems, getting these things working together. We've been just looking at the way that Hot Radio are doing their transmission switching with V-Clock and Axia. So we turn that down a little bit. That's a little bit loud jingle. So yeah, all these tools can help people in the future, and all plug nicely together, whether they're from you know, stuff that we've made or stuff that we sell in the UK or other manufacturers as well. We all like to play together nicely to get these tools to people in a cost-effective way, which means they can work in difficult times.
I had V-Clock on my studio clock computer at home, but I think it's broken. It says demo version, pay us some money. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably need to give Chris some money, or speak to him nicely. So, if we mention V-Clock one more time, you might get it for free.
V-Clock.
There we go. Yay.
Fantastic. So you're literally on tour. Where have you been and where are you going?
We did a little bit of a trial run because I'm based up in Manchester. I've worked remotely for a good few years anyway. So we kind of built the van with our stand builders who do our IBC and NAB stands. They kind of kitted out the woodwork and the interior of the van. I then did the technical fit out during the quiet times of lockdown. So we did a few little runs last week. We went over to see the guys at York Mix, David and the team there. We went to Hits Radio in Manchester. We went up to the guys at Roundhay Radio in Leeds. Of course, they were the winners of the Young Aria Awards a couple of years back. So we've been working with them for a couple of years. Daniel and the team there are doing a fantastic job. And up to the Bay Trust Radio in Kendal. So, you know, we just... You know, went to see a few friends and family on the way up there just to make sure, iron out all the snags. And then we drove down last week and started at Land's End. So, you know, you can't get much further south than that without getting your feet wet. So we went to Penzance, Truro, through Newquay up to Barnstable to see the guys at The Voice there. Been to Radio X. Had a nice long stint at Radio X yesterday, so that was nice. That's EXE, by the way, kids.
And we spoke to you about 5 years ago on this podcast about the Bionic van. Is this version two or is this the same van?
This is version two. So the first Bionic van, we actually rented the van. So we did, you know, 2 or 3 week stints, but we had to get the van, kit it out, and then take it all out again at the end of it. We've actually bought this van just before everybody started buying vans for camper vans. So, yes, we were quite lucky in that respect and gave us time to kit it out during the lockdowns. So this is ours now, so we can kind of go out on a whim. So even if we're not on tour, if somebody gives us a call, drops us an email, then we can you know, chuck a few cases in and be off to see them. Which, you know, if you meet people, you get chatted. All our products have been built, really, from talking to people, because they go, oh, this is great, but what if it did this? And it's like, well, it's our software. We can make it do what we want. So it's nice to get out and meet people. And also, you know, we will do trade shows again, I'm sure, but meeting guys like this face-to-face, you don't just meet the technical people. We like technical people. They're very nice. Some of them are antisocial, but, you know, on the whole, they're very, very nice. But meeting the guys in the studio, meeting, you know, the producers, meeting the kind of programs people, makes a real difference, because they're the people that are using our kit and they can give us the real feedback. Whereas the engineers, yes, we solve a few of their problems, but most of the problems that we are solving these days are workflow related. So it's the people that actually use the products. We're not going to sell to them. We're going to sell to the engineering and the people with the purse strings. But the guys on the ground give us the best feedback to actually make the products better and make the way that different products work together. You know, not everybody uses the desks that we sell. Not everybody uses the playout system that we sell. But if we can take, you know, bits of workflow and knit these things together into a kind of 360-degree studio that works best for them and makes their life easy, then everybody's going to be happy.
Right, that's it for this edition of the Radio Today programme. Thank you to Phil at Broadcast Bionics, to Jordan and Vic and Greg James, all from Radio 1. We'll be back with another podcast another time. Don't know if it'll be me, might be somebody else, might be me. Who knows? See what pops up in your feed.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macassio.